You're listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. If you have a question or comment about today's show, Jay would love to hear from you at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You can also send an email to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number 4, taylor@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really glad to have with me for the first time Jean Lafleur. He's the president and CEO of Arvista Gold Corporation. Jean is a professional geologist. He's had lots of experience over 30 years. He's worked with many major mining companies in the past, companies like Newmont, Falcon Bridge, Placer Dome. He is a geologist, and he's worked with a company called McWaters Mining back in Quebec in 1998 to 2003. But he's been involved in some significant gold discoveries up there in and around the Val-d'Or Malartic camps, including his involvement in developing the bulk gold exploration program at the Canadian Malartic Gold Property, which eventually became Osisko's 10 million ounce Canadian Malartic deposit. And indeed, Jean thinks that there's an awful lot in common with the project that his company, Arvista Gold, is looking at geologically in common with that very big deposit. So thanks for joining me today, Jean. It's good to have you with me.
Thanks, Jay. It's much appreciated.
Really good. It is an exciting story. It's a company that I've invested some of my own retirement money in. I'm really very excited about what you've got going up there. I should mention to our listeners that you trade in Canada under the symbol AVA, and you can buy it down here in the States, as I have, under the symbol ARVSF. There's about 132 million shares outstanding, recently trading at around 27 cents. I believe that's in U.S. money. Giving it a market cap of around $36 million. So you have what you have on the books at this point in time is a gold resource, a measured and inferred resource around 200,000 ounces and 2.8 million ounces in the inferred, a measured and indicated of 200,000 ounces and an inferred category. You have about 2.8 million ounces. Do I have that right, Jean?
Yes, that's right, Jay. Most of it is a lot of the work was done pre-2011 when we acquired the property, and we focused on getting the deposit from around 500,000 ounce to close to 3 million ounce globally, so that our work from 2012 to 2014.
Well, 3 million ounces certainly seems to be a good start. Your project is located in northwestern Quebec, and as I look at the map, I realize it's very close to a number of other projects and mines that I've been familiar with that I've had in my newsletter in the past. Can you talk a little bit about your project, where it is located, and what sort of geological endowment you have there? I mean, obviously, it's an area that is has had huge amounts of gold discovered so far, and apparently a lot more are yet to come. But can you talk a little bit about the geological setting that endows this area so richly in gold?
Sure, Jay. No, look, we're right in the middle of the Abitibi Belt on the Quebec side. But if you go west of us, obviously Timmins, Kirkland Lake, probably in the area of 150 million ounces produced out of those two camps. Then you have the more recent discoveries or rediscoveries, the Detour Gold story with their 15 million ounce. And if you go, a bit over 100 kilometers to the south, you get into the Val-d'Or Malartic camp where Osisko had discovered, and again, rediscovered the Canadian Malartic deposit, and that was subsequently bought out. Integra is doing a lot of work around the Val-d'Or camp. So we're right in the middle. We're about 60 kilometers, 35 to 40 miles southwest of Matagami, which is Glencore, the base metal camp. And we're just north of, there's an old, smaller producer, the old Sleeping Giant operation that was recently bought out by a local junior, and they're producing a small amount of gold there. So, the camp itself, the entire belt, was close to 200 million ounces of gold produced since the early 1900s. So you know, it's obvious that there's still a lot of gold left. And our project, you know, we spent quite a bit of time last year after the first financing, the first million that we financed in total 7.5 million Canadian. But we decided to go back and relog a lot of the core, which had never been done over the 40-year history of the project. There's a substantial amount of work that needed to be done to basically remodel this deposit in a bulk gold style approach. And so we spent the bulk of last year doing that. And so we've come up with a very simplified geology. So mafic rocks at the bottom, more felsic rocks at the top, and in between you have these iron-rich units, almost like iron formations with porphyries and lots of faulting, lots of alteration, some sulfide development. So all the criteria you need so that if you have a bit of gold in the system, this unit, in-between unit, I call it, this transitional unit, is much like a sponge that will pick up a lot of the gold. And that's where the bulk of the 3 million ounces that we have on the property, lower quality for now, but in terms of the bulk type potential, it's significant on the property. I mean, the system itself is almost 20 square miles, and that's huge, right? So it's one of the biggest ones in the Abitibi, and it still needs quite a bit of work. There's never been mining here. So our big focus right now is to get this up towards the 5 million ounces with drilling. So it's, look, there's good potential, great geology, there's jurisprudence with the other camps, so we're well on our way.
You've had some 200,000 meters of historical drilling there. How much of that drilling do you reckon has been factored into your current resource of nearly 3 million ounces in all categories?
It's probably about half of the drilling right now, and it equates to close to 98,000 samples that fit in. So the issue we had was that a lot of the older drilling, say pre-2000 drilling, was focused on looking for quartz veins, low gold type deposits. And since that time, the previous vendor had made a nice little discovery, you know, 180 meters of 1 gram, but kind of left it aside in the early 2000s. And it was just about the same time that Camel Arctic was coming on stream. Mm-hmm. So people hadn't really looked at, you know, the bulk gold type potential. And one of the key elements of the Dewey project is never been mined. So we definitely have high-grade zones. We've got 9 of them, anywhere between, say, 2 grams and 20 grams. 200,000 ounces is kind of the median for these higher-grade deposits, so that's significant. But the low-grade envelopes in the porphyries are definitely a game-changer here.
So what you're saying, if I hear what you're saying, other projects in that area, for example, the Malartic that Osisko developed, had some high-grade mining taken from it, and what you're saying is there's never been any of the sort of higher-grade lode targets taken out there as there has been at some of the other projects. Is that right? And so does that mean the potential possibly to have, you know, somewhat higher grade overall?
Yes, exactly, Jay. I mean, that's the model. You know, we have 9 of them, so, and this is between surface and, say, 300 meters, no more. And so, you know, the idea of remodeling this in 3D will probably give us a hint as to where we should go for more of these high-grade zones as we go in the extensions at depth. And the fact that, you know, much of the resources within the top 300 meters, mm-hmm. you know, it bodes well. I mean, we still have, you know, maybe another 300 to 400 meters depth to look at the bulk gold potential. So, look, it's there. It's mm-hmm. It's over, say, a 7 kilometer long trend, a couple of kilometers wide. So 7 kilometers is about 5 miles by a mile and a half wide, so it's quite significant in terms of the size. And look, there's a lot of empty space, a lot of room to find more of these high-grade zones, and obviously the low-grade is, you know, there's still quite a bit to test there, too.
So immediately you're looking at an area with a strike length of about 7 kilometers, is that what I heard you say?
Yes.
And that is what you're really working on now, and what you'll be looking to try to build up that 5 million ounce resource that you were talking about?
That's right. I mean, that's all the focus now. And, you know, we announced, about a month ago, a little more than a month ago, that we're starting that 30,000 meter drill program. Mm-hmm. And that's a result of the financing. The last financing we did at 15 cents, so we raised 6 million Canadian. So the money is being spent there to drill. So any indication of the 5 million ounces, that's what we want to pick up. I mean, that's the near-term objective. And as you go a little further down the line, keep building the resources, keep producing resource reports, and, if we get to that threshold, then maybe we'll see what the next threshold is, right?
You talked to me about an 18-month and a 36-month plan. Is that 18-month, does that include last year, 6 months, and this year, 2017, or what 18 months are we talking about there? And your 30,000-meter drill program, is that part of that 18-month program?
That's right, Jay. 18-month, the countdown started in December 2016.
Uh-huh.
So the idea is to sufficiently drill to get up into the inferred category and probably transfer a good portion of the resources into much higher categories, the measured and indicated, so that we get closer to our magic number and say the next 36 months is basically, is to take those resources, bring them towards reserve, and definitely initiate feasibility on the first 5 million ounces, but at the same time keep exploring. Right, so who knows the ultimate number here?
It could be much larger. Time will tell. Well, you mentioned that I heard you say that about half of the 200,000 meters have been factored in to the current resource. So you're modeling this thing into a three-dimensional model, and you're twinning a lot of those holes, I guess, that were drilled before that were not modeled into, that were not built into the model. So it seems to me that you might be able to come up with significantly higher numbers once that full 200,000 meters have been factored into the model.
That's right. Look, we did close to 7,000 new samples from that, but obviously, we need to do more. I mean, we did the first 7,000 just to look at the most obvious mineralization that was never sampled, and we're getting results out of that. So they will be all incorporated eventually into the next round of resource estimation once we get the 30,000 meters done. So, and again, we may go back and say, well, look, there's 100,000 meters left, let's continue with sampling. I mean, the value of this core is immense. In today's terms, it's more than $30 million, right? So that, might as well use it to its fullest. If they've only sampled, 25-30% of that core, well, what's to say there's not more mineralization left, especially the type of mineralization we're looking for is disseminated gold, it's not vein type. So that, to me, is... Again, it's a good positive type deposit that, who knows what the final number is.
Jean, I think you've indicated that you expect to do an updated PEA this year. Is that still in the cards?
Yes, it's still in the cards. And, it all depends on the next resource number and where we're going with this. We had hired at the end of Q2 last year, Keith Minty as our COO. I've worked with him many years back, but he's a senior engineer, mining engineer, and he's brought a number of projects towards production, definitely past feasibility. So with Keith's involvement, we're running parallel engineering, metallurgy. We're looking at the possibilities of the super pit type model, and I think that it's a great approach. I mean, one should always do your exploration, especially more advanced exploration, with that in mind. And whatever the back of the envelope PEA style type studies will orient our exploration, where are the ounces, right? So if we focus on a concentrated area and we get all our ounces there, well, could these ounces be economic? So we're doing a lot of internal studies to do that. And look, I'm sure that at some point we will come updated with a new PEA, which might lead to something else, right? So
sure.
One thing at a time. Right now, let's see that 5 million ounces. Right?
Sure. So you're your 18-month program, well, I guess, would take you through the middle of 2018 then, more or less.
Yes, exactly.
And then at that point, what will you do? Because you've also talked to me about a 36.
Well, even probably quicker than that, right? So if we do the drilling and the indications are good, we'll certainly look at more financing. I mean, our stock price is still doing well. It peaked in Canadian dollars, 39 cents last week. So now it's a bit down, but the markets are down too. But to me, it's much harder than the 15 cents we financed last. So maybe we'll do a bit more financing. But the key is to just keep increasing the amount of drilling. Get confidence on that. So maybe within a shorter time, we'll be able to, you know, initiate TEA and then just continue improving on the quality of the ounces. Mm-hmm. If we find one or two more high-grade zones, more low-grade, then we'll update, obviously, the mineral resource. And who knows? You might maybe accelerate towards feasibility if the numbers look right. Mm-hmm. So, but the idea is the 36 months is basically to complete feasibility on at least 5 million. Ounces, and I'm very confident that we'll be able to do that.
Lee, you mentioned the $6 million raise. That will take you through this year or not? You need to raise a little more, possibly.
Yes, we will, and like I say, we'll do it with the current financiers that we have in place. All of the funds from last year's financing has been basically placed with very strategic investors. It's not, you know, public at large.
Sure.
There was a small amount of flow through Canadian, but it was one client through a PI Financial. Mm-hmm. Primary Capital's involved here. We're talking Power One also. And they, you know, basically are there for the longer haul.
Sure.
And so if we need more money, we can basically go through them. And, you know, it's more on the retail side at this point. And if ever it becomes more institutional, it'll come much later, right, mm-hmm. as we go towards feasibility and beyond that. But for now, we're doing quite well with the retail individuals we have.
John, could you talk a little bit about your management team and how far you can take this project on your own, or is it really your desire to get this to a point where a major says, I've got to have that, or ideally to have several majors saying, I've got to have that deposit?
That's right. I mean, right now, if you look at our stock price, you look at the 3 million ounces, we're probably valued in the, you know, $10 to $12 range in Canadian dollars terms, mm-hmm. in the per ounce in the ground, which is okay. I feel that this is great. So as we improve the quality of the ounces and go towards the 5 million, that number will come up. And we know for a fact that at, you know, feasibility ounces in the Abitibi where we have big mills could be valued between $200 and $300 an ounce, mm-hmm. U.S. basically, and that's significant. So if you have 5 million ounces, well, you look at the valuation of that. At the same time, you know, the team now, from an exploration perspective, we're okay, right? So we have hired the people to take us towards that 5 million ounces, and also from the engineering side. Mm-hmm. With Keith Minty under his guidance, if we need to bring it to feasibility, if it's going that way, he could do it, right? So we can go all the way with this. It's not a problem. The key is to get that 5 million ounces. And sure, it's obvious that, you know, people are looking at us. It's the last remaining bulk gold project of significant size in the Abitibi. I mean, there are some in other belts, but for the Abitibi, it's the last one. So,
right.
You know, it's obvious that, you know, people will look at this, and, you know, we'll just see with time how the market reacts to us.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, in summary, what should investors be looking at then as this year unfolds? I guess just keep their eye on the drill results and towards the end of the year, a PEA, I suppose.
Yes. I mean, obviously, lots of news to come out, so on result. And, you know, you may get spectacular results, but probably standard results because you look at the results. We actually had a press release this morning. People might say, oh, you know, you don't have 100 meters of 8 grams or something, but that's not what we're looking for right now. I mean, we're looking for continuity of zones between the high-grade pods.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
The high-grade pods will take care of grades, so we'll find more of these. And then the low-grades, connect them so that you can have an all-encompassing resource model of, you know, somewhere between 0.7 and 1.5 grams, right? So
yeah.
Those are the possibilities. And the more you add, the better. So look at the news releases, the updated resource, some of the metallurgy, some of the drill results coming a bit later, and look, it'll all come together at some point, and take a look at a stock price. It's doing what it's supposed to be doing, and there's definitely some interest, as we can see with the volumes. Last week, we were one of the best trading companies on the TSXV in terms of volume, so there will be weeks where you get a lot of people coming in, and there'll be other weeks will be quieter, but it's longer term. That's what we're looking for.
Thank you very much for being with us today, and I look forward to updating your story sometime in the future.
Excellent. Thanks very much, Jay. It was great to talk to you.
Thank you very much, Sean. Well, folks, don't go away. Coming up next, we're going to have Ron Paul's top staff members with me for the presidency back in 2012. And we're going to ask them what their view is on the Trump presidency and how that might be projecting after 1 month of his presidency. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Jeff Deist and Daniel McAdams.
Novo Resources focuses on the exploration and development of gold projects. Its flagship asset is the Beatons Creek Gold Project in Western Australia, where it is currently processing a 30,000-ton bulk sample. Novo also controls 100% interest in the Blue Spec Gold Antimony Project, where it is conducting a 10,000-meter drill program. The company has over $7 million in cash and enjoys strong shareholder support from the likes of Eric Sprott and Newmont Mining. It trades in Canada and the U.S. under the symbols NVO and NSRPF, respectively. DynaCert is a global leader in carbon emission reduction technologies. Created for use in diesel engines, the hydrogen unit has been proven to reduce carbon emissions by up to 40%, increase torque, improve engine oil quality, and provide up to 19% in fuel savings. Our leading-edge technology is designed for tractor trailers, rail, marine, and newly developed for diesel engine cars. Reducing the amount of greenhouse gases provides benefits to the environment, to communities and businesses, and to our shareholders.
Arvista Gold's only asset is the Douay Gold Project, which is located in northern Quebec. The Douay Project currently hosts an NI 43101 resource of approximately 3 million ounces of gold and is considered to be the largest undeveloped and independent gold project in Quebec. Arvista has significant upside potential to further grow its resources and is currently undergoing an extensive 2017 drill campaign. Arvista Gold trades on the TSXV under the symbol AVA and on the OTCQB under the symbol ARVSF. For more information on Arvista, please visit arvistagold.com.
Uranium Energy Corp, NYSE Market, UEC, is a leader in the coming bull market in uranium, with spot uranium up more than 40% in 2 months. The new bull market is just starting. UEC has the cash, the licensed resources, the permitted processing center, the advanced technology, and the experienced team to lead this market. Get to know this exciting company now by visiting uraniumenergy.com. NYSE Market, UEC.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.